This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Potato season in Washington State may have gotten off to a slow start, but early reports on harvest seem to be drawing a lot of thumbs-up reviews. Matthew Bluell with the Washington Potato Commission says a warmer weather correction after the late winter really seems to have been just the ticket.
Yes, and even though early on it looked like our season was not so good, we caught up right away with our degree days, and by the end of the season, it looked pretty normal.
As far as how far along the harvest process is, Bluell says it's still early.
Oh gosh, we're just in mid-September, so we got quite a ways to go. We've got another month to go or so.
Other challenges growers face this year, Bluell says, aren't uncommon.
One of our challenges, oddly enough, was volunteer potatoes. Because we had this cold late winter, but we had a lot of snow on the ground that insulated the soil. But we never got temperatures in the soil that were low enough to kill potatoes left over from last year's harvest.
But Bluell says volunteers aren't always obvious right away.
Well, not really, because we don't plant 2 years in a row in the same field. Potatoes are largely on a 3 to 4 year rotation, but your neighbor next door might have a wheat field that looks more like a potato field because of the volunteers, and that's an early season source of some pestilence, especially Colorado potato beetle.
Tune in tomorrow to hear about the relationship potato growers have with WSU's School of Agriculture.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.